Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Welcome along, folks. Yeah, look at this, another Glory Days PJ and Jim podcast, and looking out onto the sunny weather. We're looking out a nice big sunshiny window. Well, it's not a sunshiny window, the sunshine's on the outside
of
the window.
Kind of is a sunshine. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know what you mean.
And there's been a feel the last few days, right, that's, you know what I mean, there's been that nice feel of heading out of the winter into
yes.
the spring, into
oh,
the, you know,
there hasn't has.
The last few days been good.
Yeah, freezing now this morning and all, like, there's always a kick in the dick off with some of this stuff, but you know, but like, but it's lovely, you can see the turn, it's starting
yeah.
to happen, there's a turn in the air.
And like, it's amazing, you know, when you're walking down, like, not that I ever would, obviously, but when you're walking down at tea time for a pint or whatever, you know, and you're strolling down, like, you know what I mean, it's a nice feel to it.
I know, it's lovely, isn't it? It's
you
gas,
I mean?
Though, you know the way, the first day, it's a sunshine, the sun is out and it's nice, it's not too cold, you can wear a sort of a light jacket as long as you're moving swiftly along, generating your own heat, feeling the sun on your face, you can actually feel it on your face, and you know, wow, I'm fucking going for a pint now, I can't wait. Get indoors. Oh, yeah,
is.
This will be lovely
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Because
yeah.
that's the, and that is the beauty. It is one of the miraculous things about a boozer.
Yeah.
Is the idea that it's applicable so, in so many situations. Geez, you couldn't, you know, fucking hell, you couldn't put a dog out in that. You'd have to be inside having a pint.
Yeah.
Glorious weather. Oh,
ah.
Beautiful. Geez, you'd have to celebrate that. Let's go indoors.
I'd murder a pint
to the dark snug.
I can't
back.
Wait to stand next to a grotty old bollocks who's there every day looking out the window at what I could be out enjoying. I can't wait. How
did you,
lovely.
Did you ever get a did you ever get that moment of self-awareness when you're in a boozer and you suddenly realise you're becoming the person that you used to slag off?
Oh, yeah.
You are now the person that you used to slag off for being nothing more than a bar
An
fly.
An old bar fly. Yeah. Oh, definitely. 100%. Like, when you have your own seat in the pub now and all, you know that
You
way.
Do not have your own seat.
I kind of do, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, there's a table in the pub, right?
I'd
and
love
it's round.
Seat.
It's a sort of a roundy table, but it's in a corner, so it's, I suppose, it's not, it's circular, but it goes into a wall. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
So you can't sit fully around it because it's floating. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're calling the knights of the round table. We all go in. But we all have our seats.
Oh, Jesus, you are deep into this, man.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was bad. I thought I was the feckin'.
Oh, no, yeah.
You are a proper lush.
Oh, and there's always a night at the round table, no matter what time you go in or what day you go
like,
in.
It's like an obligatory club thing.
And
it's
when you
a matter of pride.
And when people go in, if there's someone else in the seat, they'll all move over. Like, they'll go, no, there you go. Everyone sits in the same place all the time.
Feckin'
genuine,
hell.
Yeah, yeah. Except for the little midget man. He stands next to us.
Is that politically correct?
No, I shouldn't have said that. The man.
It's a good job it's the internet, that's
yeah,
all.
The man. I was actually saying that to slag him
no,
off.
No, it could have been worse, in fairness. You could have turned around and said he holds the table.
Yeah, no. So, I'm sorry, Damien. Damien stands next to us, so he's all right, you know.
Okay, yeah.
So he stands next to us. But he doesn't like sitting down. He's one of those people that just gets absolutely scuttered standing up, looking out the, you know, the normal.
Jeez, that's impressive. Scuttered standing up.
Yeah, yeah, very good at it. Very good. He's very good at everything, that lad. He's one of those fellas that can put his hand to absolutely everything. You know those people?
As long as it's not too high.
As long as it's not, yeah, as long as he has a ladder. But he can do anything, really, you know.
That's amazing. But hang on a second now. Don't go skirting off the idea that you are now a fully fledged, like, you're borderline alcoholic then, basically.
That's an outrageous thing to say.
So you've got
no matter how true it might be.
So your own, not only your own seat, your own table. You've got a club.
We have a club.
And you're knights of the round table in the Pebble Beach there.
Yes, we are, yeah.
And you're oh my geez, you're like a, you're part of the furniture.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
Pretty much, very well.
I am so unbelievably jealous.
Yeah. Eating the toasted sandwiches and all that, you know, like the crack that goes on and all of that things that goes with it. Yeah, yeah, I've no aspirations to do anything with my life anymore, you know. So this is what happens. You become comfortable in yourself.
What is it about
you know?
Blokes, though? Like, I am genuinely now jealous of that. What is it about... the things that blokes aspire to. I'm now jealous that there's a group of alcoholics who basically have their own
The alcoholic thing is going a bit heavy now. It's not like I'm in there every day, you know.
There's a bunch of heavy drinkers who have their own... who have their own name. Like a little mini club. And their own spot and everything.
Yes,
and
yeah.
That makes me fucking jealous.
Yeah, of course it does.
The things that blokes aspire to.
Yeah. I know, isn't it? Yeah.
You can make a club out of that.
Isn't ambition a great thing? Ambition is a strange... As you get older, your ambitions do change. You know, when you're younger, you really do think. Because people say it to you. You can do anything. Well, they didn't say it to our generation, but they says, you know, shoot for the stars, you know.
Yeah, no, our generation were told, would you feck off? How are you ever going to become... Shut up, will you?
Yeah, they don't
get an apprenticeship or something.
An astronaut. They don't send children that look like fucking potatoes to space. Get a realistic expectation.
Yeah,
you know?
You're never getting out of here.
Yeah.
Go and collect your dough.
You want to be president of Ireland? Yeah. You fell out of a tree and banged. You were asleep for 4 days with concussion. Because you tried to tie your lace up a tree.
Yeah.
Get realistic.
Because nobody could be bothered to bring you into hospital on the bus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Just because you were bleeding out of your nose and not your ears, you know. So you're like, it's different, our generation, I suppose.
Yeah.
But you do change, your ambitions do, like, when you're young, you're thinking, maybe I'll, you know, what were my ambitions? I don't know.
To be honest with you, they're dead so long.
Race a motorbike professionally, or maybe I'll be, you know, one of those stand-ups that does a $2 million tour, or...
Yeah.
And now your ambition is like, no, maybe I'll get down to the pub on a Wednesday and sit with the lads, or... Maybe I'll get into a group called the Knights of the Round Table, who are about as physically fit as, you know, animals they put down and or whatever. You know,
I mean,
like, you sort of get to a different place.
I have to say, that's amazing. And it's the weird thing. I'm not sure that... Well, maybe women have the equivalent. I don't know. But, like, men's...
I don't know.
You know, like, for example, the... You know, we have the Golf Society thing, the Dog's Bollocks, right?
Yes,
so it's the Dog's Bollocks Golf Society or whatever. And it's... And, like, the amount of people over the years, right, that have, like, been desperate to be part of it.
Now,
doesn't, like, it just has, like, a load of weird shit that goes on. You know what I mean? Stupid kind of unofficial rules and fines and
all
stupid
that.
Acting the Egypt, whatever, when you're away. But it's still, like, the amount of people who, you know, they hear about, if you're in a golf club or whatever, and they hear, and people wanting to be... Wanting to try, you know, is there any way I can?
How'd you get into the club?
I could join, or whatever. And people say, look at my mate, no, fuck off.
No,
he's not getting in.
Don't like
he's not
him.
Getting in. No.
Yeah.
And the worst thing
I
can
saw
be,
him in the shop one day, he looked at me like it was, like he didn't like me.
And
no.
The most important thing is you have to be shit at golf.
Which is a qualification of itself, you know.
Yeah. But I have to say, man, the Knights of the Round Table in the boozer, that...
I'll take a picture of the table. I'll show you a picture. Now, when I say the Knights of the Round Table, the table is literally just round enough to fit 4 pints on. Like, it's, you know, or 6 pints on.
Right.
It's not a...
Now, is that 2 each for 3 of you, or is that 6?
No, that's 6 people.
Just go back to the heavy drink and that's all.
Yeah, it's... No, it's... You know, we're... Like, let's not go King Arthur on this, you know.
Right, yeah.
It is a bar after
And I assume there are, naturally, because it's a bloke thing, there's bound to be sort of, you know, qualifications and rules and, you know, all that sort of stuff go with it and... You know, come on, don't pretend there isn't.
It's just where you sit.
You can't let any fecker in.
Oh, no. Well, as it comes to getting in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's sort of an apprenticeship thing, really, I think. Someone has to sort of sponsor you. You know, you get to sit beside that person then.
Right.
And then if you're not sort of, like, given the cold shoulder by one or all or other, or if you're not made feel unwelcome, because then no one tells you to go away. It's a public place. You can sit wherever you want.
Yeah.
But if you felt... If your unwelcomeness is... Oh, no, I've seen them come and go, Jim.
Have you?
Oh, I've seen them
in
come and
time.
Go. Oh, I have, yeah. Young fella there came in. You want to see him? Oh, gee, he was never going to make it. Big thick glasses on him now. He was never going to make it. God love him. Oh, he had aspirations, he did, yeah. Too young for a start, so he wasn't full of shit enough for us either, you know.
Yeah.
He was still full of dreams and ambitions, and he had a girlfriend. All these things that people... No, don't want to hear about. So he was full of all of that. So he didn't last, you know.
Yeah.
And the slagging, you have to be careful. You know when you're getting to know lads, there's a level of slagging. You know, you have to build up to slagging. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
So someone could call me anything if I know them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm like that as well.
Anything.
But
there literally is nothing off the table. I become unoffendable, you know.
Yeah. But the worst part is when some lad thinks... That or he's attempting to be friendly with you and thinks he's got the right to engage in a bit of banter.
In the same way.
In the same way. So you get, you know...
And he looks at you and then you're all happy. So the lads are slagging me off because maybe I've done something wrong again.
Yeah.
And then it goes quiet and the new fella goes, that'll be like you all right, you fucking idiot.
And then there's silence.
And he's like, ha! No, I'm just saying he's a moron, isn't he? Yeah. Just a big fucking tick. Heard you? I'm gonna go for it. All right, okay. I'm gonna go for a slash. And then he's gone. He's like, did you hear that? Oh my God, that's terrible. I can't believe he said that to you. And then you get the, now I know I said you're the stupidest piece of shite I ever saw in my life. But you know I don't mean it.
Yeah.
And I don't you worry, Damien. When you call me the stupidest piece of shit that ever entered the planet, I know it's fine.
No, it's absolutely
but
true.
Who's he?
And it's a delicate balance.
It is. It's a hard one to get back.
Yeah, like somebody could be, as you say, you take an absolute ribbon off some people.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else to turn around it, even the mildest thing, and you're like,
excuse.
And who the fuck are you?
And you're like, what? Whoa, what's this about? I'm only saying what he said. It doesn't matter what he said. You have to. You can't say the same thing. That's
subtle laws of the jungle.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, why is it that as blokes, right? We always have this. We put names on things like that. Now that's literally in other world, right? That's just say four mates or six mates, whatever it is, sitting there, having a drink in a pub.
Yeah.
Right. And they sit there because that's comfortable and whatever. But no, it has to become Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It can't just be your mates.
Exactly.
It can't.
And you can't
has
have,
to be named.
You can't have a golf society that's just, the Malahide feckin' whatever golf society. No. It has to be the fucking...
The dog's bollocks. A big pair of bollocks dog golf club. It has had some stupid fanfare around it.
Yeah, it's the Three Musketeers, it's the fucking Secret Seven.
Yeah, here's the Magnificent Seven now. Look at
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
And not one of them able to walk straight.
They couldn't be less magnificent.
Yeah, yeah. There's three of them in wheelchairs just because they're drunk now. They don't need them or anything. They just have them on standby, this type of thing, I know, I do love it though, you do get to a stage of life
where... The camaraderie!
Yeah, you accept it as being so much fun after a while,
It becomes something that's like, you give it the same level of priority as you would your job.
Oh, big time.
That was a bad example to use in relation to you, but I'm saying, like, some people who have jobs... Well, they'd give it as much priority as that.
Oh, yeah,
as in, you have to be there. Like, the lads
people
are there.
Offend us.
Seven. The lads are there at seven. Look at the time.
I went in for, Kelly, where at the moment there's only one room in the house we can go into because there's all her shit is everywhere, right?
Right.
So she was on a work call and I wasn't going to just stand at the opposite end of the room listening to a work call, Because I was like, I'm going to run around the pub and have one pint while she finished. It was going to be a half an hour call. Went for literally one, right? So I went in, it was just me there, and I sat down, flicking on the phone, had a pint. She texted, finished now, went home. And then I got a message. All right. So you went in the pebble and you didn't fucking tell me. I was like, I'm not even answering that. You know what I mean? I left it.
This was one of the nights.
This is one of the nights, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. The major night.
Do you call each other sir?
Well, this would be...
Sir BJ Gallagher.
Yeah, coming into the pub. Imagine. That'd be brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir PJ Gallagher of Around the Corner. And then another message ignoring me now as well, fuck off. I was I was on the bike
and
no,
you
well,
tried
I wasn't
to,
on the bike
you tried to pretend that there was no fucking rules
there's rules
and you were breaking them
and
you didn't even know you were breaking them.
The King Arthur, the little king
is there a King Arthur among them?
Yeah, the little lads, yeah, he'd be the King Arthur. Yeah.
Oh right.
Like all kings, the lads are a bit of stature. But he would be the king. Very nice fella now, I have to say. Does more than enough for everybody. Much for me, actually, to be honest. I shouldn't be slagging him off. I would be lost without the man. So I hope he doesn't listen to the podcast.
I can tell you something. That's going to go, but I'm going to make sure that goes much further. We're going to do that on the show and fucking... Before you know it, I'm going to have you in a cape and all. Carrying a fucking lance or something.
I'm not too... the man who's in charge, the little king... himself, right? Yeah. Damien, he's known as the truculent troglodyte because, of course, like, no matter what, it is still Clontarf, you know what I mean? So you do get offences given towards you. You do get slagged off in a way you wouldn't get slagged off in a lot of other places.
Yeah, it's a higher level. It's a higher brow of slagging off.
He was annoying someone one night and they went, "You truculent little..." He said to him, "You truculent little cunt," he goes like that. And he was like, "Excuse me, truculent, don't even know what it means." And then the other day, someone else says, "My God, you really are a troglodyte, aren't you?" And he went, "Maybe, if we knew what that meant."
Does he only get slackens that start with T?
Yeah. So we had to Google, because neither of us knew. Nobody knew what truculent and troglodyte were. But it actually matches them quite well.
Does it?
Deliberately ignorant, for no reason.
Beautiful.
And a truculent is, I think it's a frontish, someone who just likes a row, I think. So he's now become the truculent troglodyte of the round table.
Beautiful.
Which is a lovely title,
it
to
is,
be honest.
It's quite the moniker.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite the moniker.
Which is better than my one, where he's the fucking idiot.
Yeah. Right, that's going to be revisited for sure. Anyway, we'll give you some best bits from the show during the week. It was a good old week, good crack. We started with arguably talking about the, maybe the greatest ever sausage seller there has ever been. Certainly a man, not only does his taste expand to his magnificent sausages, but my God, that man knows talent when he hears it.
Yes, he does. You hear this. Oh, and he's willing to pay for it too. Unfortunately,
so you get to hear that we had a concern about workplace injuries during the week. Not an injury that we'd ever heard of before, and to be fair, I don't think anybody was ever going to lose a limb, really, were they, when this was concerned?
Yeah, I safe enough, I imagine. Yeah,
but you never know. If you're office-based, maybe it'll be a concern for you. You'll hear about it. Also, the end of an era during the week as well. The end of You've Been Framed.
Yeah. I don't care what anyone says. That was a masterpiece. Dave Allen couldn't make me laugh as much as that.
So we had a chat about that. And also then, with PJ on this kind of like refurbishment kick that he's on at the moment with his house, we ended up talking about, intelligent appliances.
Yeah, intelligent appliances. Basically appliances that are smarter than the people they serve. Which is still bananas to me.
In some cases, not that hard to believe.
Yeah.
But anyway, have a listen and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
PJ Gallagher was doing a bit of retail therapy yesterday.
Oh, it was awful. And I'm not even joking.
The whole idea of retail therapy is meant to be that idea that somehow, by spending, you release the dopamine and it gives you this kind of feel-good factor and whatever, and even sometimes people just do the window shopping thing, so they don't actually spend. They just get the sort of buzz of maybe buying new things and all that. It completely backfired on me.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Oh my God, I couldn't believe the price of things. I went into Arnott's, like, great place now. I'm a big fan of it.
Legendary shop.
Oh, big Irish Dublin landmark. Brilliant place to walk around. But blimey God almighty, the prices of the implements in it. Holy fart.
The implements.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you were looking for, implements, wasn't it?
Well,
this is part of your whole kind of house renewal thing, is it?
I have to.
You have excellent builder. Probably, arguably, one of the greatest builders. Certainly the greatest builder with the greatest taste in radio.
He's a huge fan of Jim.
You've got him on board.
He's on board, yeah, he's all ready to go. Starts Monday, but the kitchen is hoard, And then I have to try and get new bits and pieces. Looking at the prices of the cookers and the fridges and all. Mike, man, $4,000 and all.
What?
Yeah, there was a fridge there for $4,000 and everything.
One of those big American jobs or something, was it?
Yeah, yeah. And you want to see her, maybe one day we get a pay. You forget it.
See, I forgot
but
actually.
But you can get ice cubes.
With Kelly being American, of course, everything is going to be based on American kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything is just bigger.
Bigger and badder and better and, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
You know, that cooker there is for a commercial kitchen, don't you? just in case.
Yeah, we just need to fit four cans and some cheese in it.
Yeah.
You know, like, for the love of God, why do you want this thing? It's not a coffin for three people you're looking for, you know?
Wow.
And then, like, this all came up because there's a new kettle out in today, right? It comes out, it's not in Arnott's now, this is a different thing. This is just, it reminded me of it. But there's a new kettle out today, and it's a smart kettle, and it's voice controlled. So you'll be able to sit in the front room and go, Alexa, boil the kettle, and then the kettle will start going. And then when you can, when you buy new tea bags, you say to it 60 new tea bags, and it remembers how many you're making, how many boils you do. And
well, how does it know how many tea bags you use?
Because every time you boil it, it's counting down the amount of water you would use for a cup of tea. And then it'll tell you.
What if you happen to like really strong tea and double up on your?
No, you tell us all this. You tell us.
Oh, you have to turn around to your kettle and say, listen, I'm throwing in an extra bag because Tony might drop up later on, and I'm just gonna leave the on the gas, yeah?
No, you maniac, it's a smarter kettle than you. The kettle's more intelligent.
Well, that's not difficult.
The kettle just goes, you go to the kettle, you pour out a thing and you would go, that's around one cup, and then the kettle goes, gotcha. So then 80
cups
later.
Oh my God, you have to answer to your kettle just to have a cup of tea. Unbelievable.
You do. And then it texts you to say you might be running low on tea bags, so you better check. Or, hey, I need a refill. The water's going down a bit and it keeps texting you. Imagine getting harassed by your kettle.
That's a very needy kettle.
It is, isn't it? Imagine being at work and your kettle's there going, don't suppose you're coming back with a cup of tea, no?
Exactly.
Staying with Jim in work again, eh?
I bet you're using that office kettle, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Dirty
old fecker. Yeah. In there with your hands all over the Borco offer. Filthy old Borco. Everyone. Every single person in the office.
Don't show your face in this kitchen when you come home until after being with that kettle in the job.
That dirty old Borco's been with every boiler in your office. You know,
that's oh my God. So that'd be your worst nightmare. You
my
don't like
worst
getting,
nightmare.
I mean, I struggle to get a response to a text from you. I mean, your kettle is going to be. You'd probably love your kettle more. To be fair to you, I don't know. You're not really.
No,
a big
I don't. No, I'm not into that sort of stuff. I was in Ireland yesterday, and a woman came in, and she says to the sales assistant, right? She points at a washing machine.
Yeah,
and she goes, "Excuse me, is that an intelligent washing machine?" I'm not even messing. And your man's there, pardon. He goes, is that an intelligent washing machine? And he goes, it is, yeah.
And what does she do?
Obviously.
Tell me the theory of relativity.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the theory of relativity?
What's 364 squared? But then she goes, I want to know, does it know how much clothes is in it? So it puts in the right amount of water for a load, or does it put too much water in if you're only doing some clothes? And your man obviously was like, he goes. And then she's there, is there Wi-Fi on it? Why would you want Wi-Fi on a washing machine? Why would you want Wi-Fi? I don't understand. You know, and the...
So you can maybe do it from your phone or something. What are we like? Doing your washing from your phone?
Doing your washing from your phone. And then, but she goes then to her husband, she goes, I don't know if this is an intelligent washing machine. It's been discounted a lot over the last 3 months. I mean, what sort of...
Anyway...
As if a stupid washing machine...
I have to say, personally, I don't want an intelligent washing machine. I'm already the least intelligent thing in my house.
Me too.
I don't need the washing machine.
Oh, my
higher
God.
Higher up the pecking
order
than me.
Yeah, I don't want to walk in and say, have someone go, that kettle is smarter than you, and it actually being right.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Oh, come here, don't talk to me about Starstruck. I was in St. Anne's Market, St. Anne's Park there in Raheny, you know?
Yeah.
And they have a lovely little food market goes on the Saturday. And I couldn't decide what I wanted for breakfast, so I'll go to the market, right? And this is the second time now in 10 days this is after happening to me.
Right.
I went up, of course, the sausage stall. You know, there was a lad doing huge, long hot dogs.
Of course you went for it.
Yeah, I'm proud
of you.
Oh, it was the length of your forearm sausages, right? And I went up to your man and I was there going, can I have the... And he goes, look who it is, he goes. You work with Jim McCabe. I says, I do. Right? That's you work with Jim McCabe.
It's an unusual introduction, that.
Yeah, no, I do, yeah, yeah. Lovely fella and all. And then he goes, ah, oh, he is. He goes, he is the best thing on radio. I love him. I've been listening to him. When I arrive in Ireland, he's the first voice I hear. He is unbelievable. He's such a good guy. He's so great at radio. He's so brilliant. I was like, I know, yeah, he's sound, yeah. Yeah, I know, yeah, I know. No, no, no. And you work with him. And I was like, yes, I do. And he goes, but before you, he was very good. I was like, what? He goes, yes, yeah, yeah, before you. Like, long before you. He was very good.
Wow.
I said, I think he's still very good now, though. He goes, he's the best. But before you, brilliant. And wow.
Right, okay.
And I said, yeah. I let him know, he says. He's there, oh, unreal. And then he goes to the young lad, he goes, look after this fella. And he gave me, in fairness, I got a couple of euro off the thing.
Oh, brilliant.
I think it was supposed to be £6, it was £4.
And there you go. So it was worth enduring it, wasn't it, to get your big sausage for slightly less.
So I got it for €4.
Right.
And then he hands it to me and he goes, you tell Jim McCabe, he wants anything, he's free. He eats here for free. I was like, does he, yeah? Yeah.
How much am I paying for this?
I was like, this is right. You know, he's actually a tosser. You know that, you know.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Folks, earlier on we were talking about the don'ts when it comes to doing an interview, right? If you're out there maybe looking for a new gig or whatever, some of the don'ts, things to avoid. What would make you want to have a new job? What would make you want to, you know, go searching for a new gig? Maybe your current job is hazardous to your health.
Yeah, it could be. Believe it or not, the workplace can be a dangerous place, Jim.
Oh,
you know, like there's a lot of hazards. A lot of people are injured every year in the workplace. But now we have to be even more careful. Tech neck is becoming a very chronic sort of a thing for people who sit in front of screens during their working days. You know, experts are saying that strain on the bones and nerves and muscles can cause chronic pain, muscle stiffness, joint inflammation, pinched nerves, arthritis, bone spurs, herniated discs, and other things. So,
sitting in front of a screen. Yeah. Mind you, to be fair, buddy, I'm actually a bit concerned now. Because, I mean, like, if that was to be taken to extremes, you could end up looking like a prawn.
You are the worst. Do you know that? Thankfully, I'm already there. Apparently, according to some.
Yeah, you could end up with a prawn physique.
Yeah, I
sit
know.
Sit up straight, man, will
sit
you?
Sit up straight.
You look like a prawn.
And have me bran all on today.
So it just goes to show, maybe you're suffering from tech neck. Who thought it?
Who knew?
Who knew
I was suffering from a workplace injury, huh?
Wow.
There you go, tech neck.
Do we have HR in here, though?
No, we don't.
Right, well, we should get somebody who pretends to be HR to talk to somebody else.
Although, do you remember when we worked... In the other radio station.
Yes.
Downstairs.
I know my memory's not great, but I do remember that.
And there was a person with us who worked there, and they were sort of getting upset that their back was sore in the seat that they were given. And they sent in, I swear to God, people, this is honest to God true, they sent in this man to teach us how to sit down. And
that's right.
He came in to teach us how to sit down and what way to hold a mouse so that your hand wouldn't be angled to the point that you'd have a cramp and all.
God forbid.
Remember that?
You don't want them, what do you get? Whatever you get. What's that thing that people complain about?
Capillaritis or something. I don't know what it's called. But he came in and he was like walking around and he was like, give me a look at you now, sitting in that chair. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, you're going to have to.
Yeah, you'll have to be careful there, Jim. And as for that prawn sitting over there, I'm not sure you should have shellfish in the workplace.
People have allergies, you know. People have allergies.
Yeah.
You can't really
And somebody got a new chair out of it, didn't they?
Yeah, and she got a new chair and all of it. And this is there. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that my chair is making my back inadequately. I don't want to say anything about it, but...
And I wouldn't mind
maybe it's not the chair that's the problem. Maybe it's not the sitting down all the time that's the problem.
I wouldn't mind that particular person didn't spend a lot of time in their chair.
No.
They were always on holiday.
But isn't it mad?
I tell you what's weird is, like, there's people listening to this who have proper physical jobs. Remember, you know, like back in the day, I know it's different now maybe, but back in the day, lads having to carry, you know, a hod with a load of kind of concrete blocks on it.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's, like, all of that
falling
stuff.
Falling off ladders and... You know, getting electrocuted and still being made walk the rest of the day, even though they could only see in black and white for 3 hours.
And now somebody's come along going, oh, you don't understand, I suffer very badly from tech neck.
Yeah, tech neck, and just my seat is so uncomfortable that I have to get up and stretch every 2 hours. You know, are you absolutely... My elfin has sat in front of a TV for about 35 years and he never got tech neck. How is it suddenly happening with computers?
Oh.
It doesn't, like, and as you said, all these other people who are out there, you know, builders and electricians and God knows what else there is.
Yeah,
you
see.
Fishermen and all. Out there at sea, boats getting turned upside down. Imagine coming in. Oh, I can't move after fishing expedition. Oh, tell me about it.
My carpal tunnel syndrome.
I was up on the PlayStation all night last night. I can hardly move myself.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
It's a bit of sad news, people. It is literally, as well as PJ has just coined it there a moment ago, it is truly the end of an era.
It is. After 701 episodes of magical half hours of TV, is the way I'd put it, 33 years of entertainment and ridicule and laughing at people's misfortune. You've Been Framed has finally been cancelled by ITV. They say it's now become a product of another time when you get so much clips and quick clips on the likes of TikTok and Instagram and Reels and stuff, and you can see everybody's misfortune there, or, you know, or whatever else it is that they just can't keep up anymore. People don't tune in to see it. And
I'm nearly more surprised it's been... Like, I haven't seen You've Been Framed in... Has it been on ITV all this time?
33 years. It started in 1990 with Jeremy Beadle.
I thought it was gone ages ago.
Yeah, no, yeah, Jeremy Beadle did it. It ended up the final presenter. Lisa Riley took over then. She did it for years and years. Yeah. I remember her from Emmerdale. And then Harry Hill was the last presenter. He did over half, 300, I can't do maths, 701 of them there was. He did 341 of them.
That'll do.
And that was, so 33 years, and it's gone. They're saying it's a product of another time, that our sense of humour has changed. Apparently we don't think it's as funny to watch people falling over. Well, I beg to differ. I've been laughing at people's misfortune and falling over and everything for years and years and years. I've always loved it. People, I love someone falling over and the sound of a spring for no reason.
Exactly. You know, I mean, look at me. How long did that? You know, the famous man slipping on ice on RTE News.
Yeah, and he still comes around
exactly.
Every year. Yeah.
And it's still funny to see.
I know. And then people just suddenly decided that fish and chip comedy wasn't good enough. They wanted Michelin star comedy. It had to be cerebral. It has a comedy. You know, these tossers that go, comedy is supposed to challenge the norms
it
of society.
Say something, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You're supposed to be challenging the norms. You're supposed to be like intellectually putting me in a place of discomfort and laughter. No, I'm not. I just want to see a granny fall over a canoe. That's all it is. You know, I don't have
what could possibly be funnier.
I love watching grannies fall out of canoes and kids running into walls and mad men doing the most stupid. My favourite You've Been Framed clip of all time was the man who went up to work on his chimney of his house, and he was going onto one side of the roof, so he tied onto the tow bar of his car a rope and put the other side round his ankle.
Right. And what could possibly go wrong?
And his missus got into the car and to go drive to the shops, pulled him down the roof, off the porch top, and dragged him up the.
You see, that's probably frowned on now, because nowadays in the world we live in, that would be seen as like, I mean, that guy could have been injured and all that kind of stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, we're meant to be a much softer society now. You're not allowed to kind of have jokes at other people's expense.
But in the 90s, we didn't care. And in fairness, not only was it... We were never carried on like that. Oh, that fella could have been injured or whatever.
Nobody ever said that.
It would have been, that bleeding tick is in hospital now, I bet you. He definitely done a hip there.
Yeah.
You know, that was... It was like, ha, he deserved it. If you're going to do that stupid, you deserve it.
There was there's a brilliant clip, and no matter how many times I've seen it, it always makes me laugh out loud, of a lad who thought he had made like a... Like a jetpack for himself.
You showed it to me in
the
tube.
And his shoe and all comes flying off.
He makes his homemade jetpack and films himself. Oh, this is what I love about Irish people never do this, but the Brits are fantastic at it. They have little inventions.
Self-belief. Like,
yeah, yeah. They have this confidence. They go into a shed and they spend years building a jetpack and it's like, it's time for the launch. No test.
Exactly. Let's film the launch. Special moment.
Yeah, and he has his slip-on shoes and a jetpack on.
I don't know why the shoe bit coming off is
and
so
then
funny.
The jetpack just flips him up. Now his shoes come flying off.
He goes everywhere.
Everywhere. He gets smacked off the fence. He gets smacked off the ground.
I'm going to go looking for that now. Again,
it's one of the best clips.
It's one of the best
I've ever seen. And it's nearly always men, isn't it? It's always men.
Yeah. Like, and is that, so they're saying, so the people behind You've Been Framed are saying now that that's just not funny anymore.
Yeah,
They're saying what, like slapstick comedy, people, you know, walking into poles and all that stuff. That's just not funny.
Yeah, the idea of your uncle.
How can you say that?
Oh, there's crack. Remember those videos of weddings, uncles dancing at weddings, and they go down to do a move and their cacks rip and everything just goes, whoa, they put them. That's, yeah. How can that not be considered funny?
There's a level of disaster, okay? I know there's a line, but there's a level of disaster that, like, for example, as you say, when wedding things, when somebody, like, complete, like, loses control straight into the cake. Cake destroyed.
Brilliant.
Or knocks over a table full of drinks. I mean, I'm sure, you know, maybe for the bride involved, it was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
but I'm sorry, for the rest of us, that is funny.
Brilliant crack. Like, it's actually brilliant crack. And then just the boring stuff, the stuff that was even set up was great. You know, when you see people setting up a video and it just goes too far.
What? Are you saying it's some of them were fake?
Oh, yeah, the lads who just, like, they're
walking. Who just, next you'll be telling me that WWE is fake or something.
I know, yeah.
Imagine, how dare you.
I love the ones where you think you're watching stuff and you know that it's supposed to be a joke on someone, but it goes too far. There was a great one where a fella had a laser pointer. You know, that was the little light.
Yeah.
And he shines it on. The dog was trying to bite where the laser pointer was going. And he points it at his friend's flute and the dog bites right on the crotch. And you just think, you know, and you're like, amazing, very funny.
It's like that one, you know, there's another famous one that does the rounds of, now I know what you mean by set up. So in other words, they're pranking somebody.
Yeah.
And they film it.
Yeah.
But the prank itself nearly backfires.
The prank backfires.
So there's the one where your man hides in the box. And the idea is to frighten the friend as he walks by.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he jumps out of it. And your man's reaction is not to be afraid, but is to become, like, he punches.
Yeah. And we're all at home.
Punches him out of it.
And we're all at home. Ha, ha, ha. Grievous bodily harm.
Yeah.
Great crap.
I mean, maybe that, you know, okay, yes, there may be a line. But
yeah, but
you'll never know where the line is if you don't cross it.
I know. And God, when did all this not be funny anymore? I used to go into the courts just for a laugh to listen to the cases.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There you go, folks. Some of the best bits from during the week on Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
I got it wrong, by the way. I forgot to say, you know what I'm saying? Here's the fucking Egypt they say is my name going into the pub.
Oh, this is when you're joining the Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah, yeah. And he's the truculent troglodyte.
Yeah.
Actually, they call me you. Useless, that's my name.
Useless.
Useless, yeah. Here's Useless now. Look at him.
Beautiful.
He's useless. What you? Yeah. And there was a moment there a while ago, you know, one of the, like, he was in a bit of, you know, a bit of emotional ill stuff, you know. The mother was gone and whatever. And I says, listen, if there's literally anything at all I can do, let me know. And he did text me back and says, but you're fucking useless. He said, thanks for the offer, but what could you do?
That's the most amazing. So you literally, put yourself out there for a mate. You said, look it.
Yeah.
I'm here for you, man.
I'll show you the text.
I'm here for you. If there's anything
I can do. Anything at all I can do.
At all.
And he was like, there really is nothing at all you'd be able to do. Like,
because
you're useless. Yeah.
That's.
He goes, wow. I appreciate the sentiment, but you're fucking useless.
That's so, terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is terrible. Yeah.
There's no need for that.
Lucky break for me now, all the same.
Well, I was
didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, you escaped there. Because God knows they could have, like. You know, lads would be taking advantage of that.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's just, I can't bring myself to take me wallet out. Would you mind getting this round?
Yeah, yeah. You're useless. So there you go. So
man, by the way, I'm seriously, I'm not letting the Knights of the Round Table go. I'm going to have logos and, you know, coats of arms. And everything designed for that.
I got to show you a picture of the table today. I got to show you a picture.
I have to say, you make that boozer sound absolutely, you know, fantastic.
It's like
there's that lunatic who's rubbish at golf, but thinks he's great.
You haven't seen him in ages.
Is he a member of the Round Table?
He was. Yeah, he's welcome back at any stage. He's taking a spell off to drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went out one night, and whatever happened, well, it spooked him. I think
okay.
He needs a bit of refurbishment. But he is still officially a member.
This is the lad who everybody else said, you're never, ever, ever playing golf with us again.
And he was like,
oh, it was great.
Stop me. He just turns up and he's there and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you've all sorts, there's weird things. The stuff I'm almost afraid to even say out in case I maybe shouldn't mention
yeah,
it.
Well, there's the cranky man and then, there's a lot going on. Yeah.
Did we ever mention the man with the dog?
Oh, don't licks the gets the yeah, shit, puts it on his leg and the dog licks him off. Like, what?
Even just saying that the dog licks him off in the boozer.
Licks it off his leg. Weirdest thing. He nearly got all the dogs banned just because of his carry on,
you
know.
There's no need for that.
No need for that. Who does that? Sticking Guinness cream on the inside of your leg, the dog lick it off. Jesus. Well, you'd have to ask yourself, like,
what's your life coming to?
Just bring him some fucking peanuts, like, getting the dog to lick you. I don't know. There's something wrong with
it. It must be, though, reassuring, if nothing else.
To go in and not be, you know, to know
that you're, you know, among other circus folk.
I know, but the thing is, and the gas thing is, I came out of St. Pat's, went in there and thought, Jesus, these people are mental.
That they say is a finale. I'm not doing any more after that. Let's get out of here.
Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.